Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Shamanic Heartprints with Shaman Cher Alexander, who empowers seekers of purpose with the tools they need as they gear up for change. Now your host, Shaman Cher Alexander.
Hello! How are you today? I welcome you. This is Cher, and I will be your host for the next hour. Today's show will start with us creating a mental medicine wheel. Then I will share some thoughts about the question, am I a victim? Are we ever victims? During the last part of the show, I will answer questions. You can call in on Skype or directly on your phone at 657. And if you want, you can log in to Blog Talk Radio as a listener and come on the chat. Today, I want to offer my deep gratitude to Tana and Carol for creating the Angel Heart for You radio channel. I also want to thank the Gents, Gary and Debbie, for the recording of Mother Drum Journey. It's the drumming you will hear behind the prayers that we do each week. If you like this recording, you can buy it at Shamanic Connection on the web. Additionally, I want to thank Janie Vincent. She created the Shamanic Heart banners for the show. Picture in my favorite place close to San Francisco where I can watch the sun go down. And then she created that beautiful banner. I thank Janie and Kianya for all their wonderful support. Today I want to share with you the hoop or the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel is part of many spiritual beliefs and traditions among the native peoples. Each direction is represented by a color. Today we will create a mental medicine wheel. The colors of the directions will be red for the east, yellow for the south, black for the west, and white for the north. I want us to create this wheel mentally and know we are inside this sacred place together. A medicine wheel is a symbol of the balance between male and female energies. The spokes in the medicine wheel, the straight lines, represent male energy. The circle connecting the lines is female energy. We all carry within us the sacred hoop of life, the medicine wheel. This hoop represents our blueprint, our energy grid, or our soul connection. Whoever you are, wherever you journey, you have this hoop within you. Feel this hoop as we create the medicine wheel. As we pray and create this wheel, I will say my medicine name. And at the same time, I want you to speak your name. So when you hear me say walks with clouds, you speak your name. Okay, I want everybody to take a deep breath. Pull that breath in through your nose and up to the space between your eyebrows, your third eye. Bring it down through the back of your body, down your spine. Breathe again through your nose into the space between your eyebrows, your third eye. Bring that breath down your spine and into your legs. Breathe again through your nose and into your third eye and bring that breath down your spine, down your legs, and into the earth. Breathe again through your nose into your third eye and bring that breath down your spine, your legs, into the earth about 8 feet and ground yourself. Create long tentacles or roots as you ground yourself into your earth chakra. Continue to breathe as we say this. Join me now as we feel its really important for you to feel this, not just to hear these words, but to feel this image. Feel this within us and create a mental medicine well. Creator, all that is, this is Walks with Clouds. Hear this prayer and empower this prayer for all who listen now and all who will listen in another time. We offer and place a stone in our middle, our center, our universe, all that is. We turn now and offer and place a red stone in the east, the place of air. This is the place of dawn, the new beginnings. Here we find our next step, our direction for our day. Again we turn and we place a yellow stone in the south, the place of fire, the place of joy and childlike energy in all we do. Here we find our motivation that fuels us and our curious nature for life. Turning again, we place a black stone in the west, the place of water. Here is the unknown, the place of mystery. Here we find our dreams, the new steps we can take, and the varied choices we have. Again, we turn to the north, we place a white stone, the place of earth. Here is the place of wisdom, where we can find the ancestors. We know here there is new knowledge. This new knowledge we can follow and take advantage of on our true path. We touch the earth below us, in the sky above us. Here the earth gives us life, and the sky holds the earth and us in orbit. We offer gratitude for all the energy that comes to us from this hoop, the medicine wheel. We move inside and sit in the center, knowing we are all that we created. We are this hoop. We are the balance of this energy. We bring this prayer inside our hearts to fill us with its energy. And we send it out from our hearts to travel on the wings of eagles, reaching everyone, everywhere. Hiya. Thank you for creating this sacred space, this hoop with me. During my life, there have been experiences that helped me see and understand in ways that expanded my abilities. One of the experiences that has grown in my life is the shamanic coaching I offer to individuals and couples. Coaching began as a skill I developed as I worked to help people empower themselves. I enrolled in the New Ventures West coaching program and qualified as a certified New Ventures West coach. Combining the shamanic work and the knowledge I learned at the New Ventures West coaching program, I now offer shamanic coaching. One of the issues some of my clients have struggled understanding and releasing is the belief in victimhood. Do you ever feel like you have no power to direct or change the direction of your life? Do you feel you are a victim of outside circumstances beyond your control? Today we're going to look at this idea. Are you a victim? Are you really? Richard Bach said, "If it's never our fault, we can't take responsibility for it. If we can't take responsibility for it, we'll always be a victim." John W. Gardner said, "Self-pity is easily the most destructive of the non-pharmaceutical narcotics. It is addictive, gives momentary pleasure, and separates the victim from reality." We all have moments when we feel like we are powerless, powerless to change the circumstances of our life. Yet, once we understand that we have a choice to change, our responses to what is happening in our lives can change that outcome. Do you ever find yourself hearing or saying, "It's not my fault," or they did it to me, or I never get what I want, or people cannot be trusted, life is difficult, or I can't, or I must, or I don't know. You may have someone in your life that believes and tells you every day they are a victim of a partner or spouse, their children, or their employer. Maybe it's you who feels you are a victim of your situation. When we feel powerless, we are a victim. In the moment we have no power to affect our lives, we find something or someone to blame. Our situation, circumstances, or someone's actions are the reason, the blame, this is happening to us. As we believe we have no power to affect change, we believe it is because of something outside of ourselves. As a victim, we give up responsibility. We believe the change has to come from outside of ourselves. Let's go back and look at the quote from Richard Bach. It's never our fault. We can't take responsibility for it. If we can't take responsibility for it, we'll always be a victim. If you leave the end of the first sentence out and the first part of the second sentence out, this is what he says. If it's never our fault, we'll always be its victim. Us, as a victim, feels so weak, so zapped, drained, exhausted, weary, undermined, impaired, paralyzed, or immobilized. It is our belief we can do nothing to affect change in our lives. Victim mentality is so devastating for us because we believe we have no responsibility and therefore no options or no choices. Think about this. When we feel we have responsibility for a situation, we see options, choices, and we implement a solution. If that solution needs adjusting, we make the adjustments. I'm going to say that again. When we feel we have responsibility for a situation, we see options, choices that we implement and have a solution. If that solution needs adjusting, we make the adjustments. I remember as a child, there was a person in my life that lied. This person lied because they wanted to control other people. I found myself being punished for actions that I never took and behaviors that were not mine. Because the other person, the one who lied, was believed, and I was not believed. I felt it was not fair that the other person should be punished and not me. I was angry, and I felt betrayed. This situation became more difficult for me with time because I would not allow this person to force me to do what they wanted me to do. One day, I realized that while I was confined behind the doors of my bedroom, I could do what I wanted in that space. I began drawing plans and building paper dollhouses out of cardboard boxes and pictures cut from magazines and catalogs. This was a wonderful way to spend my time. I made homes, stores, parks, and recreational centers out of cardboard boxes. I gave the dollhouses to my friends and we played all together in our dollhouse town. I changed from being a victim to using the time in my room in a way I enjoyed. I was no longer upset because I realized I could have fun with myself in my room. As I changed my attitude, the adults began to realize the other person was trying to control me by getting me in trouble if I would not do as they wanted. And as they realized this, the situation changed for me. Now, I share this story with you when I was a child because it still left a feeling in me that I didn't like being accused of things I didn't do. I didn't like that at all. And it became a trigger point for me sometimes. When I was an adult, I was at a group camp with a bunch of my female friends. I had decided a couple of days before the end of the camp that I was going to wash all my clothes and get them packed because I knew the next day everybody was going to want to be using the washer and dryer. So I put my clothes in and was washing them, got them all dried and packed them and put them in my suitcase. One of my friends came into the room I was in and said, "Hey, Jenny's bra, you need to give it back to her." I had no idea what she was talking about. She said, "You got her bra, let me have it." I turned around and looked at her and I said, "I don't have anybody's bra. I didn't take anything." I started to get really upset thinking about being accused of taking someone's bra. I hadn't done that. Couldn't imagine what she was talking about. Well, all I know is Jenny said, "You got her bra," and the person left. Another friend came into the room and said, "Hey, Star, you need to give Jenny her bra." I said, "I don't have Jenny's bra." "Yeah, you do. I put it in with your bras to wash. It's in there." "No, all the bras I folded and put in my suitcase are mine. They're my size and they're my bras." Long story short, I didn't go look for that bra because I didn't think I had it. My friend ended up running around all that day without her bra on. She told me later. She thanked me. She said, I want you to know that I'm really grateful you kept my bra because this is the first time I've gone without a bra in 20 years and it's been wonderful. I absolutely feel free. I don't know if I'm ever going to wear a bra again." In that moment, I realized I must have Jenny's bra. I went and looked at my suitcase. All the bras looked familiar to me, and I realized she wore the same size I did, and she probably had a bra that looked just like one of mine. So I let her come into my room and pick out her bra. She took it, and she hugged me again and thanked me and told me she was going to pack that bra and put it in her suitcase, and she wasn't going to wear it. I share this story with you to let you know that we can have triggers that trigger our ideas of victimhood. And they follow from experiences we have as children. Or sometimes they follow experiences we have in adults. But we all have them. Let's look at some of the characteristics of victimhood. Victims are not aware the only thing in common with the people or situations or the proof that they are victimized is themselves. As you see in the stories I've given you, I was the common denominator in all of that. Victims generally are passive and do not seek answers for issues they encounter. They suffer with a stiff upper lip. Victims are often people you cannot count on because they do not acknowledge responsibility for their actions. They quickly find the fault is other people's or the situation, anything that goes astray in their life. Victims have no resilience. They cannot bounce back from everyday setbacks. They can't fix anything. Victims generally are passive and do not seek answers for issues they encounter. They tend to want others to take care of them. Victims are frequently angry at situations or people they feel have harmed them. And beneath that anger is almost always the feeling they have no power. That's exactly what happened to me when I was the adult, the whole issue with the bra. I felt all my power had been taken away from me, that I hadn't done anything. Now let's look at the flip side of victimhood. When you are enjoying life and feeling successful, you are not a victim. Being successful and enjoying life means you learn from your mistakes and try again. You keep making choices that direct your life. You just keep moving. Definition: victims choose not to acknowledge responsibility for their actions and will blame outside forces. Okay, let's take a look at what motivates victim behavior. What are the benefits of being a victim? You get attention and validation. You always get really good feelings from other people because they're concerned about you and they want to help you. Let's go back and look at that second quote from John W. Gardner. Self-pity is easily the most destructive of the non-pharmaceutical narcotics. It is addictive, gives momentary pleasure, and separates the victim from reality. What is this talking about? Well, you probably know when you have strong emotions of fear, or you're super enjoying yourself, your body can create adrenaline. That feels really good. Or if you're really happy, your body can create serotonin. And you know all the crazy chemicals that happen when we have great sex. They all make us feel good. Body makes chemicals in response to all our emotions. It makes chemicals in response to self-pity. Some victims become very attached to that feeling they get when other people feel sorry for them and come to their aid. And while they are enjoying the chemicals created by their body, their friends and family may get very tired of hearing the story and they'll stop supporting you. Another benefit of being a victim is you don't have to take any risk. When you feel like you're a victim, you don't take any action. You don't do anything about it. Therefore, you don't have to worry about rejection or failure. If you're a victim, you don't have to take the sometimes really heavy responsibility. Taking responsibility for your own life can be hard work. You have to make difficult decisions, and sometimes it's just plain heavy. In the short term, you may feel like the easier choice is to not take responsibility at all. Another benefit of a victim, it makes you feel right. When you feel like the victim and like everyone else is wrong and you are right, then that can lead you to pleasurable feelings. Well, when I was sure I hadn't taken that bra and everybody else was wrong and accusing me, I was sure I was right. I was just absolutely sure. And I did get a good feeling about being right, but I wasn't right. I had the bra. So here's the reason not to change. I know if I stay a victim, I can avoid risk and the hard work of taking action. If you make that choice, you no longer have a life. You've given your life away to the people who do make choices and do make decisions. So how can you change victimhood? I want you to consider this. Feel this. I know that there are even more positive results if I choose to take the other route. If I make the better choice to take a chance, take responsibility for my life and start moving forward. That's the first thing you have to do. You have to make that choice. What can you do next? You can start building stability within you, and a sort of inner spring that fuels your life with positive emotions. These positive emotions stay lit no matter what other people say or do around you. And you know you have choices, and you can seek those choices. And you can always make a new choice. Another thing you can do is ask for and seek help for your new direction, a new reality. Your family and friends will help you walk away from victimhood. Once they know that's what you want that different reality, a different life, they will step up and support you 100%. When we are making changes and seeing our life through different eyes, here's what we can expect to happen. When you let go of the belief you have to give up any benefits of life, you realize you don't have to give up any at all. You will gain far more than you release. 2, understand you might experience a sort of emptiness within you when you let go of victim thinking. You might miss some of those hormones, some of those people feeling sorry for you. But you will replace this with feelings of true happiness and joy because you're making choices and living your life. 3, stop thinking and talking about how wrong things have gone all your life. Just lose that story. Don't share it anymore. Embrace all you have and be grateful for everything in your life. 4, stop thinking and talking about how people have wronged you and how you could get revenge or triumph over them. It's a story. Living a happy life will be a lot more satisfying for you than any revenge or triumph you could ever have over somebody else. 5, fill your life with new thinking and new behaviors. This may feel uncomfortable at first. These ideas and feelings are not going to be as intimately familiar to you as your victim thinking and behaviors have been. Embrace the difference. As you embrace this difference, this is a sign that you are in forward movement. Now, you can build a self-supportive, proactive change by writing down in a notebook, on a piece of paper, in a journal, everything you're grateful for. And then every day, add what new thing happened in that day you're grateful for. And read these things and see how wonderful your life is. Write down what the results of these new choices you've made. Write down the changes that are happening in your life and how different things are. Also, write down who you forgive, including yourself, for the behaviors you had or the behaviors they had or the choices that happened, and just forgive all of that. Let it go because it's no longer a part of your life. Drop the story and forgive. Since victim mentality is primarily learned, inborn, it is possible to change it. You change it. You change it. By recognizing that you are in victimhood and realizing the way to make that no longer a part of your life is to choose something different. Ask for support and help as you make that choice and make those choices, live those choices, and live a very, very different life. Now, I hope that information is helpful. Now it is time, if you have questions, call at 657-383-0608 and share a question on the chat line if you want. To do that, you just need to sign in to Blog Talk Radio as a listener and come on the chat. I want to let you know, too, if you want to have an in-person or phone reading with me, I am available Fridays, Angel Heart for You, at 707-745-2024 to schedule an appointment. I can do phone readings or live readings. You can also contact me at sharealexanderdesigns@gmail.com. We need to take a moment now to hear a word from our sponsors. Angel Heart for You store is a wonderful place in Benicia, and I want you to listen as you hear about all the things this beautiful store has to offer. And then I want you to hear about the trip you can take, Tana, to Sedona, Arizona. A beautiful trip. Listen and learn.
It's experience the magic of Angel Heart for You, nestled in the heart of beautiful downtown Benicia, California. Embrace the aroma of scented candles, essential oils, incense, and aromatherapy products as you wander the aisles of inspirational and metaphysical books and gifts. Enjoy the positive energy vibrating in this historical site where the well-known author Jack London was once a frequent visitor. If you're in need of a smile or a hug, Angel Heart for You is the place to visit. Do you have an intention or a wish to manifest? Experience the magic of our intention tree. Email us at angelheartforyouradiochannel@gmail.com and be included in our sacred intention tree ritual. Just write us your intention and we'll offer it up in fire along with those left in our store, then offer them again to the beach and water in Benicia. May angels be with you in all your comings and goings. Love, Angel Heart for You. Join us for the experience of a lifetime. Sacred Connections Sedona Retreats invites you to a powerful 3-day retreat in the beauty of the high desert. People travel from all over the world just to experience the healing vortexes in Sedona, Arizona. Through a series of mindful meditations and spiritual activities amongst the red rocks, let the land call you home to your higher self and source. Surrender, transform, Sedona. Sacred Connections Sedona Retreat is hosted by Angel Heart for You radio hosts Tana Newberry and Linda Grindel. Learn more at www.sacredconnectionssedona.com.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the notes from our sponsors. On the chat, I have a question from Linda. She wants to know if women generally act more as a victim than men, and why, if I believe this, it's true. Well, I think victimhood shows up differently sometimes in men than it does in women, but I think in our society now, both men and women can fall into victim mentality. It's pretty easy. And sometimes it's a pattern that we have learned from our parents. A lot of times women in our society and other societies around the globe are expected to always take care of everybody. And in that taking care of everybody, they don't learn to take care of themselves. And because they don't learn to take care of themselves, they don't build any understanding of how to make choices or how to direct their life. They literally follow their father, their brothers, their husband, maybe their friends, and they don't make choices. They don't even know how. I've dealt with a few clients who literally never thought that they had a choice that was different than the way they're living. And they live in a very strong sense of victimhood. Every time you're around them, they talk about it. They complain about it. They pretend they're doing the best they can and they're being as strong as they can. When in reality, what's happening is that they've given up on the idea that they have any power to change their life and to make choices. Men can be very much like this, and it shows up in ways where they really want to take control because they feel like they have no control. We saw this recently with a group of people who took over a place in Oregon, a national park place in Oregon, to try to be heard because they felt they were victimized. And if you look in the news, you'll see that's happening a lot. And people are saying and behaving in ways, not just women, but men, that you would not expect an adult to say or adult to behave because they feel like they're victimized. And the other thing we have in our society that leads to this is that we really somehow have started idolizing people who are narcissists. We really believe the narcissistic behavior is successful, and we idolize it. We may not be like that, but somehow or another we've decided that's a good thing. Well, the other side of narcissism is there's a victim. There's a victim somewhere. That narcissist is victimizing everybody to get what they want. They victimize men and women. People feel like they're victimized because the narcissistic behavior is so strong. And we have learned not to stand up to it. We have just learned that we don't have a choice. It's just something we have to do. So what I hope I have helped you learn and help people understand, that victim behavior is not about what somebody else does or what somebody else says. It's about how we respond, that we give up who we are. We give up our power and we give up our choices. So it's about taking back our power. It's about taking back our choices. I hope that answers your question, Linda. Okay, I have a caller. Kathy from Maryland has a question about cycle of family and mother depressed.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question,
How
Kathy?
Are you? My mother suffers from depression, and she sought help, but she really didn't want to take the pills or do anything about it. And I felt like part of my life, my cycle was like that with her. And I'm just wondering, am I over it now?
You're asking me, are you over the behavior cycle you have with your mother, or you want to know if you're over your own cycle of depression and feeling like a victim?
That second question part. Yeah.
I think you're still learning. I feel mm-hmm. like you're still learning. You've had some experiences that help you understand that you can make a new choice. And I don't want you to think, or anybody on this call to think, that I take this all lightly. You know, it's not easy to move out of victimhood, especially if you've been in that place a long time. And when you grow up with that, if you grow up with a parent that's in that mentality that they believe they're a victim, they will teach you to be a victim. And if you grow up with that idea and you go into adulthood with that idea and you've had many, many years living like that, it's really difficult sometimes to see you have another choice, that you don't mm-hmm. have to live that way. And sometimes you can feel like when you make a choice that's good for you, you're going to hurt somebody else. And one of the biggest mistakes people make when they start realizing they have choices is they start feeling guilty about making those choices. Where in reality, we're not the conscious of other people, and we're not responsible for the choices they take, even if we make the assumption that we are. Those are their choices. The outcomes of their choices are what they choose. We're not responsible for that. And the other thing is, we can't fix that. We can't change the way somebody else chooses to respond to their life. The only thing we can change is how we respond to our own lives. And I want you to know Kathy, that making choices that are good for you doesn't mean you're going to hurt somebody else. It doesn't mean that at all. Because the stronger you get in who you are, the more you're actually able to show unconditional love to other people because you're showing love to yourself. When you take care of yourself, you're loving yourself. And that's the place we have to start. You know, it's kind of like when we fly in an airplane, they tell us to put, if the oxygen mask drop, they tell us to put our oxygen mask on first before we help anybody we're traveling with, our children or anybody else. That's the same thing I'm talking about today. You have to make the choices that give yourself the strength to have your power back before you can really help anyone else.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have moved on, but I didn't know if I was like out of the cycle completely. I know I'm not that close to my mother as my sister because I had to make that choice so I wouldn't be sucked in.
Well, the other thing you can do is forgive yourself and forgive
mm-hmm.
your mother. Forgive your mother. Don't have any judgment around any of it anymore. Just let the whole story go. Write a new story. Be happy. Have contact with your mom, but just don't respond to anything she does that pulls you back into those patterns. Just allow
mm-hmm.
yourself to make another choice. And you can do that without hurting her, without being cruel
right.
to her. Sometimes it just means you don't say anything at all in response to what she says or does. You just are there. And the more
yeah,
you
yeah.
can do that when you're actually around her, the stronger you will become. Because you will know you're taking care of yourself and you're not hurting her.
Because
you don't have to hurt her to heal yourself. You don't have to do that.
I
you
don't
can
think
heal
I do. I just don't call her as often as my sister does.
Well, don't feel guilty about that. Don't feel guilty for making a choice that's good for you. Because when you
mm-hmm.
start feeling guilty, you'll start behaving like a victim again.
Right. Okay.
But
thank
I'm glad you.
You
stepped up in your life and are making those choices. That's really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Can you tell me when I'm going to retire?
I don't think you want to retire yet. You may say you want to retire, but what are you going to do with yourself if you retire? What are you going to challenge yourself with mentally? What are you going to get up for every day?
Oh, I you know, there's so many, like, projects I want to do. I make jewelry, do something creative instead of sitting behind a desk.
And when do you see yourself doing that?
I'm hoping in the next year.
Well, energetically, you haven't built within yourself that pattern yet to open up to that. I can, you know, you think about it, but you don't really feel it and own it yet. When you start feeling it, owning it, then you'll retire because you'll be ready for that next adventure. You'll just be so excited to move into that next adventure, you won't feel attached to your job anymore. Right now, you're still pretty attached to your job.
Maybe because it's money.
Yeah,
money.
It very possibly could be. Well, envision making your jewelry or doing your things creatively and living very well. You know, feel that. Feel yourself very successful as an artist. Just feel that. In the next few months, see it. Really see it in living color. See yourself making jewelry. See yourself as an artist. See yourself very successful. See people buying your things.
I know I have the story in my head because I did so many shows over the year that it's like everybody's making jewelry. And I know everybody says it's all different, but that story is still in my head.
Well, you know, people still wear jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
People still buy jewelry. So if you want to do that, pay attention to what people are buying and wearing. Ask your friends that wear jewelry where they get it, how much they pay for it. You can ask a friend how much they pay for something. Get an idea. And if you find that you don't want to do that, you're an artist. You can go out and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we can use our creative minds to help change the way things are going. You know, maybe you could use that ability you have to work with a homeless shelter or to work with a battered woman's shelter or to go into an elementary school and help children be creative or maybe in a community center. I mean, there are lots of ways you could use that skill as an artist and a jewelry maker besides just making jewelry and selling it. So start thinking about it. Create that pattern within your energy grid. Go out there and look. Find the choices.
Okay. That's great advice. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And as you build that, you'll find that you're ready to let go of your job. You don't have anything to replace it yet. As much as you think you do, you don't. But you will. I have faith you will.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You know, I have one of my clients on the coaching clients on the chat, and I really want to thank her for all the kind things she's saying. She said she just wanted to comment, share coach my husband and myself for 9 months, and I never realized I was a victim. It was an eye-opener to learn that, and I could step back, breathe, analyze issues that are trigger for me. You know, Anne really did the work. She changed a lot of things in her life by realizing she really could take a look at what she was doing and make new choices. And she's made a lot of very different choices. She's really grown in her own power and her own strength and become much more herself. I'm really, really excited that I no longer need to coach her and her husband. I am happy beyond measure that now they can have conversations that matter with each other. They can listen and then hear, and they can step into the power that they each are, and then they can step into their marriage with that power and be happy. It's a wonderful thing when you can let go of victimhood. Okay, we have a comment by Kianya. I don't feel like I'm a victim, but I do feel like I'm sensitive to what others say and do. When I flip the switch and start not caring what others think, I feel like I become self-centered and stoic. What gives? Well, if you cut yourself off from everybody and you don't feel connected anymore, Kianya, you're not happy. We are not meant to be hermits. We are pack animals, even if we don't think we are. We are meant to be part of a group of people, not even just a one-on-one with a partner, but with a group of people, to interact with people. Now, some people have the ability to feel what other people feel. They're called empaths. And sometimes when you're an empath and you can literally feel what somebody else feels, it doesn't always feel good. People aren't always totally honest with us. What they say is not what they feel. But if you can feel what they feel, even though you're hearing different words come out of their mouth than what they're feeling, you don't feel good. And you kind of get tired of being around people like that. But here is the wonderful thing about that. If you can feel what people really feel and you can hear the words that they say, you can realize they're not in touch with themselves. They're not being honest with themselves or with you. A lot of times people are not really aware of those deep emotions that they have that an empath can feel. they don't really know that's what's going on in them. They're very confused, and they just say what they think the other people want to hear. So the conversations with you are more structured than they are real. Kenya, I think you're a pretty amazing woman, and you have a long history of taking care of yourself and showing up for yourself and being there for yourself. And I think feeling that other people need to show up too, and when they don't, it's disappointing. And especially when you can feel what's going on with them and you sense what's going on with them and you may not feel they're being forthright or honest with you, kind of thing into a craziness and you just want to pull away. But I think you have a beautiful gift to be able to reach people in a way other people can't. And it's about, for you, I believe it's about increasing your own power, your own understanding of who you are. And not have to explain that and not have to justify that. Just to show up and realize who you are is absolutely amazing and just walk in that space. Well, we're running out of time. I want to leave you with a thought. You have choices. Every day when you wake up and you see the sun, you have a choice to walk out into that sun and be happy. You have a choice to make that day be the day you want it to be. And know every choice you make is a possibility to make another choice. Those choices that give you life. Live your life this week. Don't be afraid to make choices. Don't be afraid and know that you have everything you need. You have all the answers within. Create that mental medicine wheel. Create that for yourself and be inside it. Know that all the directions, energies in the whole universe are at your disposal. They're available for you. All you have to do is reach out, touch them, acknowledge them, feel them within you. Feel the life you want within you. Give it technicolor form and shape and build it. Have it. Live the life that you are meant to live. Walk away from victimhood. Drop that story. Release it. Don't pick it up again. Build a new story. Today really is the first day of the rest of your life. Today is a new beginning. And every day is a new beginning. Every day you have a choice. Every day you can make a new choice. You matter. Take care of yourself. Make a list of what you're grateful for. Acknowledge those things every day. Forgive yourself and everybody. Today is a new day. None of that matters anymore. And you're all welcome. Thank you for your kind gratitude statements. And thank you for being here. I hope you'll come back next week. Next week, we're going to talk about jealousy. Are you jealous? Someone close to you jealous? We'll take a look at that next week. Thank you. Thank you for coming by. I look forward to hearing from you next week or getting an email or maybe doing a reading for you at Angel Heart. Remember, if you want to find me, you can get me at sharealexanderdesigns@gmail.com. You can call Angel Heart for You at 707-745-2024 and book a reading for Friday. Thank you again. I hope you have a wonderful week filled with fun and adventures and all the love you seek. I love you too, Linda. Take care. You can be all you dream you are. You can make a new choice. You no longer are a victim. Goodbye. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to another empowering show. Tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday and Friday to hear our live show. Learn more about our live shows at www.angelheartforyouradio.com and keep tuning in to the Angel Heart For You radio channel.